It would be up to the Milwaukee Public School System to come up with a plan to use the $15 million in extra state funding. Governor Jim Doyle proposed the money with the loose goal of boosting student achievement in the state's largest city. Over the past decade, the graduation rate in Milwaukee has hovered at or below 60%, whereas it's been around 90% statewide. Another of the governor's initiatives that cleared the joint finance panel would increase the state's reimbursement rate for school breakfast programs by a nickel per meal. Democratic Committee co-chair Russ Decker says that's money well spent.
I think most of us have grown up with parents that took care of us, but that's not the case in all situations. And study after study shows that if a student comes to school hungry, they don't perform as well as they would if they had a stomach full of food when it comes to learning.
The governor's plan would cost the state roughly $3 million. Wisconsin currently ranks last in the nation in its number of low-income students who participate in a school breakfast program. Another plan that cleared the budget committee would spend $3 million on grants to set up four-year-old kindergarten programs. Republicans protested all of the increases, saying the state needs to prioritize its limited education funding on programs that affect all students. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.